We'll have the stand there to talk about training and to talk about membership and to talk about who and what IOSH is and why we're in India at all. We'll then have our involvement with the conference, where we're speaking about the value of safety and health from a professional point of view and the value of framing competence and what that might mean for moving forward in India with good pragmatic health and safety that actually changes the opportunity for business resilience and for improvement of reputation for the better.
How well known is IOSH in India, and I suppose how important is it that we have this presence over there?
We've got more than 200 members in India. We are recognised as the kind of holy grail of professional recognition. We work very closely with the British Safety Council in India, so they offer a top-up qualification to help people gain status in IOSH. Mm-hmm. And we're working very hard with Indian education to recognise those qualifications we can for the quality that they have. Competency framework, what, why and how. That's really a session to help for the conference to understand why would an organisation like IOSH look to develop a framework for competence? What was the driver? Why did that become one of our goals? And what's happening now? And how do we think that's going to drive improvement in the world of safety and health? So that's what I'm going to share with people. And hopefully they'll share back with me what they think. So that's the first session. The second session is on the second day, and that's about sustainability and safety and health. So what we were talking about there is if you understand sustainability from a business perspective as the triple bottom line, the people, planet, profit motive, then understanding how health and safety fits within that people element, understanding the value of human capital, the value of your workforce, why caring for your workforce in the right way, why investing in safety and health and of the safety and health of your workforce will actually deliver you end results as a business. I'm always excited about being able to go out and share some of our vision with the rest of the world. You know, we are a global business. We want people to recognise that we understand the bigger picture. We understand where we fit internationally. You know, we want to be seen to be the organisation that supports international development. We're not necessarily interested in suddenly planting flags all over the world. You know, there are plenty of countries who've got professional bodies who could do with support and help for an organisation like us, and we believe that's our part of our remit, to go out there and support and help. So like we've done in New Zealand, like we're doing in Mauritius. It's about providing the framework and providing the support for safety and health to develop everywhere, not just in the UK.
The other aspect to the India trip away from the conference, you'll be members of the team will be heading to two universities where we have the accreditation. Can you talk me through a bit about the background to that and what it is we'll be doing over there?
Yeah. Well, India has something called a postgraduate diploma in industrial safety. And legally in India, companies of over a certain size must have in their organisation somebody with the qualification postgraduate diploma in industrial safety. So that means that they have to, first of all, have an undergraduate diploma in something. There are many, many universities and colleges offering undergraduate and postgraduate qualifications. And there's no easy way to evaluate the quality of what's being taught and the quality of the qualification. They can all have the same set of learning outcomes as defined by the government, and those learning outcomes are amazing, but how they are taught and what happens with the candidates is something that the government can't control. So in order for a university to be accredited by our institution, they must not only meet our learning outcomes in terms of what the learning should be, but our standards in terms of how that is taught, how that is shared, and how that is monitored and measured going forward. Thus far, we have accredited two universities in the Maharashtra area as meeting our standards for that level of not just knowledge, but the way it's taught. One is NITI, who's a national university that specialises in postgraduate qualifications. And NITI is so select that you have to have an undergraduate degree first to be even considered for a course there. And for the health and safety course alone, I believe last year the number of applicants was in excess of 100,000 for 30 places. VPN is the other university that we've accredited in the Maharashtra area. That's one of Maharashtra's technical universities. And again, they met our standard. gave us confidence that we could offer accreditation to them, and they will put between 80 and 100 people through that qualification every year as well. And again, places are extremely sought after.
And where do the people who do our accredited courses, where do they go?
They go to places like Tata Steel, Reliance, Larsen & Toubro, GVK. These are the enlightened companies in India, as they would define themselves, the biggest and the best in India, take their students out of these sorts of universities. And we're looking always to accredit more. Next year we'll be looking at Chennai, so we'll be looking at Tamil Nadu for the first time, and whether or not there are universities there we can look to accredit.